Por favor, abran su Biblia en el Evangelio de San Juan, capítulo 17.
I would like you to open your Bibles to John, chapter 17.
Voy a pedir que mi esposa lea todo el capítulo 17.
I would like my wife to read all of chapter 17. Chapter 17 of John. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I thee for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them.
Oremos.
Let's pray.
Padre Celestial.
Holy Father.
Venimos delante de tu presencia en el nombre de Jesucristo.
We come before your presence in the name of Jesus Christ.
Pidiéndote que nos des oídos para oír.
Asking that you would give us ears to hear.
Que nos des la fuerza para hacer tu voluntad.
That we have the strength to do your will.
Que no seamos solamente oidores, pero hacedores de tu palabra.
That we mean not only hearers of the word, but doers of it.
Que tú recibas toda la honra y toda la gloria.
That you would receive all the honor and glory.
Oramos en el nombre de Jesucristo, tu Hijo.
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son.
Amén.
Amen.
Esta oración que Cristo hizo por sus discípulos.
This prayer that Christ did for his disciples.
Fue horas antes de que él muriera en la cruz del Calvario.
It was hours before he would die on the cross of Calvary.
Si ustedes leen del capítulo 13 al capítulo 17,
if you would read from chapter 13 to chapter 17,
van a encontrar las últimas enseñanzas que Cristo dio a sus discípulos.
You're going to encounter the last teachings of Jesus Christ to his disciples.
Unas horas Después, él moriría en la cruz del Calvario.
A few hours later, he would die on the cross of Calvary.
Es muy importante cuando vemos estas últimas enseñanzas de Cristo.
It's very important when we see these last teachings of Christ.
Cuando leemos estos capítulos,
when we read these chapters,
podemos ver el corazón de Cristo hacia su pueblo.
We can see Christ's heart towards his people.
¿Qué haría usted si supiera que le quedaban solamente unas horas para morir?
What would you do if you only had a few hours to live?
Empezaríamos a poner en orden muchas cosas importantes en nuestras vidas.
We would put into order many important things in our lives.
Haríamos nuestro testamento.
We would do our will.
Hablaríamos con nuestros hijos.
We would speak to our children.
Y volveríamos a recomendarles o exhortarles lo que muchas veces les dijimos.
And we would exhort them once again in the many things that we had taught them through life.
Esto es lo que nos revelan estos capítulos de Cristo, de la Escritura.
This is what these chapters of the Scripture do.
Cuando llegamos a este capítulo 17,
when we come to chapter 17 of John,
encontramos tres peticiones que Cristo hizo al Padre.
We can see three petitions that Christ made of the Father.
La primera de ellas es,
the first one is,
Cristo ora al Padre para que su pueblo sea santificado.
Christ prays to the Father that the people may be sanctified.
La segunda petición es,
the second one is,
que su pueblo sean uno así como Él es uno con el Padre.
That the people would be one even as He and the Father are one.
Y la tercera petición es,
and the third one is,
que su pueblo estén con Él en gloria.
That His people may be with Him in glory.
Vamos a considerar rápidamente la primera petición de Cristo.
Let's look at the first petition that Christ made.
Vean el versículo 17.
Let's look at verse 17.
Santifícalos en tu verdad, tu palabra es verdad.
Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth.
La palabra santificar significa poner aparte.
The word sanctify means to separate, to put apart.
Jesucristo ora para que su pueblo sea más santo.
So Christ is praying that his people would be more holy.
Para que sea más espiritual.
That they would be more spiritual.
Para que sean más piadosos.
That they would have pity.
No solamente de palabra, pero también de pensamiento y en hecho.
That not just in word, but it would be their deeds also.
Jesucristo ora para que su pueblo sean santos, no solamente en espíritu, pero en cuerpo también.
That they would be holy, not just in spirit, but in body also.
Cuando vemos esta petición de Cristo por su pueblo,
when we see this petition that Christ made for his people,
vemos la importancia de la santidad.
We can see the importance of holiness.
La santificación tiene que ver con poner aparte algo.
When you sanctify, you have to set something apart.
Para un uso particular.
So that it can be used separately for a special use.
El creyente es apartado para el servicio de Dios.
So the believer is separated unto God's service.
Para que el creyente ame lo que Dios ama y aborrezca lo que Dios aborrece.
So that the believer can love what God loves and hates what God hates.
Es lo que dice Dios en su palabra.
That's what the Lord says in his word.
Vean conmigo 1 Pedro 1:16.
Let's go to 1 Peter 1:16.
Dice la palabra de Dios.
This, the word of God says,
porque escrito está, sed santos porque yo soy santo.
Because it is written, be ye holy for I am holy.
Ahora, la santificación se alcanza solamente por medio de la verdad revelada en su palabra y la obra del Espíritu Santo. La santificación solamente se alcanza
the holiness can only be reached
por medio de la verdad revelada en su palabra,
can only be reached through the truth that is revealed in his word,
y la obra del Espíritu Santo,
and through the work of the Holy Spirit.
No podemos hacernos santos nosotros mismos.
We can't make ourselves holy.
No nuestra religión o nuestras buenas obras.
Neither can our religion or our good works.
Es una obra que Dios hace en nuestras vidas.
It's a work that Christ does, God does in our lives.
Por medio de su palabra.
Through his word.
Por medio del Espíritu Santo.
Through the Holy Spirit.
Eso es lo que Jesucristo oraba al Padre.
That's what Christ was asking of the Father.
Que fuéramos santificados por él.
That we would be made holy through him.
Eso es lo que enseñan las Escrituras.
That's what the scriptures teach.
Vean 2 Tesalonicenses
2:13. Look at 2 Thessalonians 2:3. 2:13. Excuse me.
¿Quieres leerlo, por favor?
2 Thessalonians 2:13 says, "But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth."
Fuimos escogidos para ser santos.
We were chosen to be holy.
La santificación es tan importante como la sana doctrina.
Sanctification is just as important as the doctrine.
Estamos, en un sentido, nos sentimos orgullosos de conocer las doctrinas de gracia.
We should be proud, in a sense, to know the doctrines of grace.
Predicamos estas doctrinas.
We preach these doctrines.
Para que los hijos de Dios, los creyentes, vivan una vida más cerca de Dios.
So that the believers can have a life that is closer to God.
Pero este conocimiento de la sana doctrina,
but the knowledge of the truth,
no es para que nosotros pensemos que somos mejor que otros.
Isn't so that we think they are better than others.
La sana doctrina debe llevarnos a una vida de santidad.
This truth should take us to a life of holiness.
Una vida santa es el testimonio más fuerte en favor del cristianismo.
A holy life is the best testimony you can have of Christianity.
Una vida santa es la manera de atraer a otras personas sin palabras.
Having a holy life is a way of, without words, bringing others to Christ.
Muchas veces podemos jactarnos de conocer las doctrinas de gracia, la sana doctrina.
So many times we could lift ourselves up and say that we know the doctrines of grace, that we have a true doctrine.
Si no vivimos una vida santa, es en vano.
But if we don't have a holy life, it's in vain.
Por eso Cristo oraba para que fuéramos santificados por el Padre.
That's why Christ is praying that we would be sanctified by the Father.
Para Cristo es muy importante la santificación de su pueblo.
For Christ, it is so important, the sanctification of this people.
Porque en esta oración sacerdotal,
because in this priestly petition,
fue lo primero que él pidió al Padre.
This is the first thing he asked of the Father.
Santifícalos en tu verdad.
Sanctify them in your truth.
Tu palabra es verdad.
Your word is true.
Cristo ora para que su pueblo no solamente crezca en el conocimiento y en la gracia.
Christ is not only asking that we grow in grace and knowledge.
Pero debemos crecer también en santidad.
But we should grow in sanctity.
Van juntos.
In holiness. No, go together.
No podemos separar el crecer en el conocimiento y en la gracia.
We can't grow in grace and truth.
Del crecimiento en santidad también.
Without growing in holiness also.
La santidad práctica.
Practical holiness
es tan importante para Cristo
is as important to Christ
como la sana doctrina.
As truth.
Cristo encomendó a sus discípulos
Christ recommended it, had his disciples
que fueran y predicaran el Evangelio a todo el mundo.
He told his disciples to go and preach the gospel to the whole world.
Enseñando lo que él les había enseñado.
Teaching what he had taught them.
Pero también que vivieran una vida santa.
But that they live a holy life.
La palabra de Dios es el instrumento usado por el Espíritu Santo.
Is the instrument used by the Holy Spirit.
Para santificarnos más y más.
To sanctify us more and more.
Quien descuida la palabra de Dios y la predicación del Evangelio.
Whoever does not take heed to the doctrine of God and to his word,
no crecerá en santidad delante de Dios.
Grow in holiness before God.
No, la santidad no viene a nosotros por arte de magia.
Holiness does not come to us through through magic.
Es una obra que Dios hace en nuestras vidas.
It's the work that God does in our lives.
Por medio de su palabra.
Through his word.
Por medio de su espíritu.
Through his Holy Spirit.
Es el instrumento que Dios usa.
It's the instrument that God uses.
Conoceréis la verdad y la verdad os hará libre.
You will know the truth and the truth shall set you free.
Dios dice, sed santos porque yo soy santo.
God says, be holy because I am holy. Be ye holy because I am holy.
El Señor dice en su palabra en Hebreos 12:14, ¿no lo lees?
The Lord says in his word in Hebrews 12:14.
Sin santidad nadie verá al Señor.
Without holiness no one will see the Lord.
Es lo primero que Cristo pidió al Padre.
It's the first thing that the Lord asked of the Father.
Santifícalos en tu verdad.
Sanctify them through thy word.
Tu palabra es verdad.
Your word is truth.
Nuestro Señor Jesucristo vivió una vida perfecta y santa.
Lord Jesus Christ lived a true and holy life.
Y Él ha enviado su Espíritu.
He sent his Spirit.
Nos ha dado su palabra.
He has given us his word.
Para hacernos semejantes a Él.
To make us similar to himself.
Pablo dice, no pretendo haberlo ya alcanzado.
Paul said, I don't pretend to have already reached.
Pero lucho.
But I battle.
Me esfuerzo.
I may do all effort.
Para alcanzar la estatura del varón perfecto.
To reach the stature of the perfect man.
Ese es el propósito de la palabra de Dios en nuestras vidas.
This is the purpose of the word of God in our lives.
Como predicadores, predicamos la palabra de Dios con dos propósitos.
As preachers, we preach the word of God for two reasons.
Que los inconversos vengan al conocimiento de Cristo.
That the unconverted would come to the knowledge of Christ.
Que sean salvos.
That they would be saved.
Y para que los creyentes sean fortalecidos y vengan a ser semejantes a Cristo.
And that the believers would be strengthened and come to be in as resemblance of Christ.
Eso es la meta del creyente.
This is the goal of the believer.
Y solamente podemos lograrla por el poder de Dios.
And we can only reach it through the power of God.
La segunda enseñanza que tenemos en esta oración.
The second teaching that we have of this prayer.
Jesucristo ora por la unidad de su pueblo.
He preaches that the people should be one.
Versículo 21.
Verse 21.
Para que todos sean uno como tú, Padre, en mí y yo en ti. Que también ellos sean uno en nosotros, para que el mundo crea que tú me enviaste.
That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me.
Así como era para Cristo muy importante la santidad de su pueblo.
As holiness of his people was so important to Christ.
Así considera el Señor la unidad para su pueblo.
The Lord also considers the unity of his people.
Pero la unidad a la que Cristo se refiere,
but this unity that Christ refers to,
no es algo que vamos a lograr por programas o por esfuerzos humanos.
It's not something that we're going to be able to have through programs or human efforts.
Sino se logra por la predicación del Evangelio.
It's something that we are able to get through the preaching of the word.
Cuando Dios salva a una persona.
When God saves someone,
somos unidos a Él.
We are united to him. We become one.
Muchas veces, como humanos, queremos lograr esa unidad.
So many times as humans, we want to try and make this unity.
Vemos cómo diferentes líderes religiosos,
we see that as so many different religious leaders,
han tratado de unir a los creyentes.
Have tried to put together all believers.
Pero si ustedes notan el énfasis de esta unidad,
but if you look at the emphasis of this unity,
no tiene un fundamento bíblico.
It doesn't have a biblical foundation.
No es realmente la unidad a la que Cristo se refiere.
That's not the unity that Christ was referring to.
Cuando se han hecho esfuerzos por lograr la unidad de los creyentes,
when they've made so many efforts to bring all Christians together as one,
lo han hecho a costa de la verdad divina.
They've done it sacrificing the divine truth.
¿Qué es lo que dicen los líderes religiosos que buscan esta unidad?
What do these religious leaders say that look for that type of unity?
Vamos a hacer la doctrina a un lado.
Let's put doctrine off to one side.
Vamos a hablar solamente de amor y compañerismo.
Let's just speak of love and fellowship.
No vamos a criticar lo que otros creen.
Let's not criticize what others believe.
Vamos a unirnos en un esfuerzo.
Let's become one together in effort.
Para mostrar al mundo que estamos unidos.
To demonstrate to the world that we are united.
No era esta unidad a la que Cristo se refería.
Christ is not referring to this type of unity.
No es, Él dice que sean uno así como tú y yo somos uno.
He says, let us be, let them be one as you and I are one.
Esa es a la unidad a la que Cristo se refería.
This is the unity that Christ is referring to.
Es una obra que Él hace en cada persona.
It's the work that He does in each person.
Cuando Dios nos salvó, fuimos unidos a Él.
When Christ saved us, we were united to Him.
Ahora como cristianos, Él nos manda que busquemos la paz y la unidad.
And as Christians now, he is reminding us to look for truth and peace, unity.
Y es algo que solamente Dios puede hacer en nosotros.
And it's only something that God can do in us.
Dios nos ha unido como creyentes.
God has united us as believers.
En un solo cuerpo.
In one body.
Y Cristo es la cabeza.
And Christ is the head.
Nuestra comunión y nuestro compañerismo.
Our communion, our fellowship.
Es en Cristo.
Is in Christ.
Somos hermanos por a través de Cristo.
We are brothers through Christ.
Fuimos adoptados en la familia de Dios.
We were adopted into God's family.
A través de Cristo.
Through Christ.
Somos parte de su cuerpo.
We are part of his body.
A través de Cristo.
Through Christ.
Y esa unidad que Dios obra en nosotros.
And this unity that God works in us.
Es una unidad espiritual.
Is a spiritual unity.
Que Dios obra a través de nosotros.
That God works through us.
Y Pablo dice, ¿quién nos podrá separar del amor de Dios?
Paul says, who can separate us from the love of God?
No hay ningún poder humano.
There is no human power.
Que pueda separarnos del amor de Dios.
That can separate us from God's love.
Que es en Cristo Jesús.
Is in Christ Jesus.
A esa unidad se refería Cristo.
That's the unity that Christ is referring to.
Que sean uno así como nosotros somos uno.
As, that they should be one as we are one.
Y el verdadero secreto de la unidad entre los creyentes está en la expresión que Cristo dijo, que sean uno en nosotros. Solo podemos lograr esa unidad cuando somos unidos a Él. Un Señor,
un Señor,
un espíritu,
one spirit,
un bautismo,
one baptism,
una fe.
One faith.
Cristo se refirió a esta unidad.
Christ referred to this unity.
Y aquellos que estaban unidos de esa manera.
And those that were united in this way.
En el versículo 11.
In verse 11.
Juan 17, 11.
Juan 17, 11.
Dice, ya no estoy en el mundo, mas estos están en el mundo, y yo voy a ti, Padre Santo, a los que me has dado, guárdalos en tu nombre para que sean uno así como nosotros.
Verse 11. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are.
Noten ustedes que usa una expresión y dice, mas estos.
Note that he has an expression and he says, but these.
Estos.
These.
¿Quiénes son estos?
Who are these?
Son los que desde el principio le fueron dados a Cristo por el Padre.
These are those that from the beginning were given to Christ by the Father.
Cristo dijo, tuyos eran.
Christ said they were yours.
Y me los diste.
And you gave them.
Y yo los he guardado.
And I have kept them.
Para que ninguno de ellos se pierda.
So that none of them can be lost.
Más que el hijo de perdición.
Except the son of perdition.
Y eso para que la escritura se cumpla.
And that so that the scripture may be fulfilled.
Estos.
These.
Son aquellos que Dios, que Dios el Padre nos ha llevado a Cristo.
These are the ones that God. Christ has taken to the Father and God, the Father has given to Christ.
En este capítulo 17,
in this chapter 17,
se menciona muchas veces,
it mentions several times,
los que me has dado.
Those that you have given to me.
Versículo 2.
Verse
2. Okay, no, por favor.
Verse 2. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him.
Versículo 6.
Verse 6. Says, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them in them me, and they have kept thy word.
Versículo 9.
Verse 9. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine.
Versículos 11 y 12.
Verses 11 and 12. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled.
En estos versículos Cristo menciona a los que me diste.
In these scriptures, Christ is mentioning those that you gave to me.
A esto se refiere en el versículo 11.
This is who he is talking about in verse 11.
Los que fueron dados a Cristo a través del Padre.
Those that were given to Christ through the Father.
La Escritura dice, nadie viene a mí si el Padre no le trajere.
The Scripture says that no man can come to me unless the Father brought them to me.
Una cosa que se dice de estos,
one of these things that it says about these,
es que aunque están en el mundo,
that even though they are in the world,
no son del mundo.
They are not of the world.
Como tampoco Cristo es del mundo.
As Christ is not of the world.
Es una característica de estos que han sido dados a Cristo.
That's a characteristic of those that have been given to Christ.
El versículo 20 menciona otra característica.
In verse 20 it says another characteristic.
Aquellos que han creído en Cristo como su Señor y Salvador.
Those that have believed in Christ as their Lord, as his Lord and Savior.
Y han creído en su palabra.
And they have believed in his word.
En el versículo 25 se menciona otra característica de estos.
Verse 25 it mentions another characteristic of these.
Que Cristo ha venido del Padre.
That Christ has come of the Father.
Que fue enviado por él.
That he was sent by him.
Y en el versículo 11 se menciona que estos son guardados por Dios.
And in verse 11 we come back and we see that they are kept by the Father, by God.
Jesucristo ora por la unidad de su pueblo.
Christ prays for the unity of his people.
Una unidad que ya existe.
It's a unity that does exist now.
Cuando hemos creído en él como Señor y Salvador.
Believe in him as Lord and Savior.
No está orando por una unidad que tenemos que alcanzar o lograr.
It's not something that we can get farther on or reach to.
Por esfuerzos humanos.
But through human effort.
No solamente ora porque seamos santos.
He just doesn't pray for us to be holy.
Sino para que seamos uno en él.
But that we be one in him.
La tercera petición que Cristo hace.
Third petition that Christ made.
Es en el versículo 24.
Is in verse 24.
Para que el mundo crea que tú me enviaste.
So that the world would believe that you have sent me.
Y que vean la gloria de Dios.
And that they could see the glory of God.
Que él había tenido desde antes de la fundación del mundo.
That he had from the foundation of the world.
Pero vean cómo se expresa Cristo.
But see how Christ expresses himself.
Padre, aquellos que me has dado, quiero que donde yo estoy también ellos estén conmigo.
Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am.
Para que vean mi gloria que me has dado y cómo me has amado desde antes de la fundación del mundo.
That they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world.
Noten que Cristo usa una expresión.
Note that Christ uses an expression.
Quiero.
I want.
Es un deseo grandioso, intenso.
It's a desire, it's an intense desire, I will.
De aquel que es uno con el Padre.
Of one that is one with the Father.
Y aunque Cristo no está ahora con nosotros físicamente,
and even though Christ is not physically here present,
oímos de él a través de la predicación.
We hear of him through the preaching of the word.
Leemos de él en su palabra.
We read of him in his word.
Creemos en él por la fe.
We believe in him through faith.
Descansamos en la obra que él realizó por nosotros.
We rest in the work that he did for each of us.
El cristiano, dice la Escritura, que anda por fe y no por vista.
It says that the Christian walks by faith and not by sight.
Y al final estaremos con él por toda la eternidad.
And in the end we will be with him for all eternity.
Eso era lo que él quería.
This is what he wanted.
Eso era lo que él pedía al Padre.
This is what he was asking of the Father.
Quiero que donde yo esté, ellos también estén.
That where I am, they may be also.
Para que vean mi gloria.
That they can see my glory.
Para que vean que me has amado desde antes de la fundación del mundo.
That they can see that you have loved me before the foundation of the world.
Cuando Cristo dice, quiero que ellos estén donde yo estoy.
When Christ says that I want them to be where I am.
Es la misma expresión que dijo al ladrón que fue crucificado junto con él.
The same expression he said to the thief that was crucified on the cross.
Hoy estarás conmigo en el paraíso.
Today you will be with me in paradise.
Ese es el deseo y el anhelo de Cristo.
This is the desire of Christ.
Que estemos con él.
That we be with him.
Era el deseo de Pablo.
It was the desire of Paul.
Pablo deseaba partir y estar con el Señor.
Paul desired that he could leave and be with the Lord.
Porque era mucho mejor
so much
que estar aquí.
Than be here.
Pero por causa de vosotros, dijo,
because of all of you,
Dios me mantiene aún aquí.
God keeps me here, maintains me.
Eso es el deseo de Cristo.
This is Christ's desire.
Y ese es el deseo de todo verdadero cristiano.
And it's the desire of every true Christian.
Esa es la esperanza que tenemos.
This is the hope that we have.
En este mundo sufrimos persecución.
In this world we may suffer persecution.
Sufrimos necesidades.
We may suffer need.
Hay dolor.
There's pain.
Hay llanto. Hay tristeza.
There's sadness.
Pero nuestra esperanza es que un día estaremos por siempre con el Señor.
Our hope is that one day we will be with Christ.
Ahí no habrá tristeza.
There will be
no habrá dolor.
There will be no pain.
El Señor enjugará toda lágrima.
The Lord will wipe away every tear.
Ese es también nuestro anhelo y nuestro deseo.
That is our desire.
Pero eso era la petición de Cristo.
But that's Christ's petition.
Que fuéramos santificados
that we be made holy.
Por su palabra y por su Espíritu.
Be burdened by his Spirit.
Que fuéramos unidos a Él.
That we would be one, united to him.
Si usted es un verdadero cristiano,
if you are a true Christian,
usted ha sido unido a Cristo.
You have been united to Christ.
Esa unidad se ha realizado en su vida.
This unity has been realized, brought about in your life.
Y un día estaremos con el Señor.
And someday we will be with the Lord.
Pero cuando dice que estemos con Él,
but when it says we will be with him,
incluye que participemos de esa gloria que Él tenía.
It includes that we will participate in the glory that he had.
Si hemos muerto antes de que Cristo venga,
if we die before Christ comes,
resucitaremos con cuerpos glorificados.
We will be brought forth, resurrected with new bodies.
Vamos a ser partícipes de esa gloria que Cristo tuvo.
We will participate in the glory that Christ
had. No necesitaremos lentes.
We won't need glasses.
No necesitaremos un marcapasos.
We won't need a pacemaker.
No necesitaremos muletas para caminar.
We won't need crutches to walk with.
Vamos a resucitar con cuerpos glorificados.
We will be resurrected with new glory.
Vamos a ser partícipes de esa gloria divina.
We will be participating in this divine glory.
Eso es lo que Cristo anhelaba.
This is what Christ desires.
Esa es la recompensa que Él da a su pueblo.
This is what Christ gives to his people.
Porque me has amado
me
desde antes de la fundación del mundo. El Señor nos ha amado con ese amor eterno.
The Lord has loved us with this eternal love
antes de que existiera este mundo.
Before this world existed.
Y en el tiempo de Dios,
and in God's time,
Él nos ha llamado
he has called us
por medio de la predicación de su palabra,
preaching of his word,
por medio del Espíritu Santo.
Through the Holy Spirit.
Esta oración de Cristo,
this prayer of Christ,
revela lo que había en su corazón.
Reveals what was in his heart.
Que su pueblo sea un pueblo santo.
That his people would be a holy people.
Apartado de este mundo.
Separated from this world.
Que vivamos en unidad.
That we would live in unity.
El cuerpo físico que Dios nos ha dado.
This physical body that God has given us, that Christ has given us.
Funciona de una manera maravillosa.
It functions in such a marvelous way.
El ojo no le puede decir a la mano, no te necesito.
The eye cannot say to the hand that I don't need.
Hay una unidad perfecta.
There's a perfect unity.
Hablando físicamente.
Speaking physically.
Yo no soy médico.
I'm not a doctor.
Pero veo la maravilla que Dios hizo en mi cuerpo.
But I can see such marvelous works that God has done in my life.
Así es la unidad espiritual.
This is the unit, spiritual unity.
Por la cual Cristo oraba.
For which Christ prayed for.
Que vivamos en esa unidad perfecta.
That we would be in this perfect unity.
Que Dios obra en nosotros.
That God works in us.
No porque seamos buenos.
Not because we're good.
No porque lo merezcamos.
Not because we deserve it.
Pero por su gracia divina.
But because of his divine grace.
Yo no entiendo por qué Dios me escogió a mí.
I have no idea why God chose me.
Tenía amigos que eran mucho mejores que yo.
I had friends who were much better than I was.
Personas que vivían una vida moralmente buena.
People who lived a really moral life.
No entiendo por qué Dios me escogió a mí.
I have no idea why God chose me.
Por su gracia divina.
By his grace.
Por la gracia de Dios, soy lo que soy.
Grace, I am what I am.
Y la esperanza que tengo
and the hope that I have
es que un día estaremos con Él participando de esa gloria que Él tuvo.
That I will be with him participating in the glory that he once had.
Esta era la oración que Cristo pronunció antes de morir en la cruz del Calvario.
The prayer that Christ pronounced before going to Calvary's cross.
Si ustedes leen los siguientes capítulos,
if you read the next chapter,
18, 19 y 20,
18, 19 and 20,
vemos cuando Cristo fue entregado por Judas.
We can see Christ being given over by Judas.
Cómo fue juzgado y compareció delante de Pilato.
How he was judged and how he was before Pontius Pilate.
Que ya habían determinado darle muerte.
And they had determined.
Antes de que eso sucediera,
before that happened,
Dios pronunció esta oración.
God spoke this prayer.
A favor nuestro.
In our favor.
Que Dios les bendiga.
May the Lord bless you.